The other thing with Slip of the Tongue, of course, is that's probably going to be the show opener.
Right.
You know, and if we have any legs at the end of that and any breath left, we'll probably be do a ballad or a drum solo. Yeah, Cheap and Nasty is a kind of marriage of slide it in and slow poke music. A very sexy little piece of Whitesnake stuff, I think. And that's one of the major tongue-in-cheek. You know, you make my four wheels rock with your backseat roll. You know, it's the, as I say, women are coming off very, very strong, very positively. It's a very optimistic and positive album. You know, even the blues is tempered, you know, the darker side.
But when you, I mean, presumably when you're putting an album together, when you're writing stuff, I mean, do you have an overview that something like Cheap and Nasty is going to be a good song performed live in a stadium environment?
Or there's always that taken that into later. Consideration. No, it's always that. This time, it's very difficult to actually describe this process, but because it'll sound like it was forced, you know, and we didn't compromise our musical integrity at all. We just sat down and looked at what we felt Whitesnake was missing and the good parts of Whitesnake, which ought to be continued. And that was the feeling of Cheap and Nasty. But there's never a guarantee. We just wrote and God beams me signals of themes. I mean, I was literally in bed. I'm going, oh, what am I going to do this? It's like your mama don't know and your daddy don't care, you know, stuff like working lyrics. And I could not get an interesting punch. And I'm just about to fall asleep up in this wonderful place of Tahoe. And I suddenly go, you're Cheap and Nasty. All you want to do is give it up, you know, going right across the tempo. And it was just, God beams me this stuff. I really don't know where it comes from. God just sends those signals down. And it happens to be my wife's favorite track.